This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In one narration, the Prophet tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسُبُّ ابْنُ آدَمْ الدَّهْرِ وَأَنَا الدَّهْرِ بِيَدِيَ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith that the son of Adam, meaning the human, he curses or he abuses time. At yet I am time. In my hand is the night and the day. And in other version he said, in my hands are all matters. I revolve the day over the night. So this saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he is directly relating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is an important indication for us to understand that a person has to beware. First of all, it's not good manners or good behavior to be cursing or abusing like this. A Muslim should not be a la'an or fahish, should not be someone who curses, should not be someone who's abusive, foul in his language. But when you are cursing time, because sometimes people say, oh, I hate the day that I met you on, or I curse the day that we got married, or I, they make these kind of statements. Yet when they are cursing the day or the night or the time or the week or the year or whatever, it's actually they are hurting or attempting to hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah, although Allah is not time, because Allah is the creator of time, He's the creator of the day and the night, but in doing so, they are cursing the creation of Allah. And the day, who is the creator of the day of night? Who is the one who has given us these elements in our life? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beware that you do not curse those things. Do not curse full stop. But even then, beware when you are cursing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creation, what Allah has given you. And you might thinking, oh, I'm just... it's just a very simple curse that I'm saying, or maybe abusive, whatever. But in reality, you are rejecting that Allah has given you these great things in the value of time and day.